spiritual. So I'm changing all my perspectives, which is different and hard, breaking down, old patterning, going through some shit, and I don't know. This is so hard because at first it was really hard to get in my body and feel the body. Yeah, it's, I'm on a journey still.
Fair. We all are. But here's what I want to say, Lisa. I think, yeah, everybody make sure you're muted. Okay. So Lisa, here's what I want to say is you've been a gift to the program. First of all, because of your honesty and your pithiness. I mean, we were all going to take away Lisa reaching forward to unmute, saying three words, muting and sitting back, right? And it's like, I'm not going to take up too much of your time. This is what I have to say. Boom, boom. Let me come back. But what you have brought to the table with your willingness to be honest, to be very, very real about what's going on for you, which has been the authenticity that you have brought, is a model for everybody, right? But what you have given all of us is, it's like there's the teachings, there's the techniques, there's the practices, and then there's applying them. And applying them for each personality, each individual, each situation, that's the art of this. That's the art. And what you have brought is awareness and insight and articulated ways that these techniques can be modified, adapted for anybody who's been through trauma, the difficulty of getting in the body, the fact that you're so honest about this, and then the difficulty, the challenge of going through the different layers, right? The different old patternings. And your willingness to keep showing up when it got really hard. And it's been a hard year. No doubt, right? I mean, just, it's almost like it's been one thing after another, and you keep showing up. You keep stepping back in to the circle, working with the techniques, using them to the best of your ability. And there have been times when there have been tidal waves coming through your world, and you're trying to just hold your feet on the sand. And there were times where you couldn't, and you had to just roll with it. No resistance, just roll with it. Extremely uncomfortable, right? Scary. But you've done it, you're doing it, and there's not a doubt in my head that part of your path is to teach other women who know, you know what they've been through in a very deeply personal way. And your ability to learn to change the patterns, to love yourself, be kind to yourself, be gentle to yourself. And I've watched you little by little push, back up, but you keep moving in little more. That you have the language. You have the language to reach people. You know what to say. You know how to say it. So hold on to this. You will be a very good teacher. When the time is ready, when you feel like you're, what is the word I'm looking for? Solid enough, right? Just solid enough, right? Where a lot of this external stuff starts to settle out, right? And so I think you've been a gift to all of us. And my name for you is, hang on to your hats. This is a little different. Destroyer of myth, creator of love. Because you're coming along and you have the courage, you have the what is that, that willingness, that this in you to push forward and destroy all the myths that have created this kind of consciousness, right? That allows this to happen. And in the process, you are learning how to create love, love for yourself, love for others. So hang in here. Hang in here. That's my name for you, girl. All right. Loves, who else would like to share now?
Well, I just wanted to say, Lisa, a couple of things before I forget them, because, and then I'm going to get caught up in everyone's beautiful words. So I wanted to say that I agree that Karen, Karen said that you have shown up this whole time with like grit. Like, I think that's, to me, that's the word I put to you is grit. Like you are, sometimes it felt like you are scraping and clawing your way to the surface of whatever your surface was, wherever you were in. You stick with it. You keep going. And it's almost like your life depends on this, is the feeling I've gotten from you. And you are such an example of that kind of tenacity and ability to just keep going. And there are times when it felt like you were just sitting back and saying, fuck it all. And you just showed up every time. And I was so grateful. And there was a point somewhere in there, I remember you showing up with like, there was almost like a relief, some kind of a relief happened. And you showed up with this smile that was like, it just brightened the whole room. I couldn't get over it. Like, just your, that, the light that is in you, that when it shines, it is so incredibly brilliant. It's just absolutely beautiful. And I've loved watching you show up every single time. So thank you for that.
Lisa, it's been so awesome to see you grow. When I listened to, you know, some of your stories and what you had going on, I mean, other people would have just given up. I mean, the courage, I really learned a lot of courage from you. I mean, in my own past, playing victim was a huge part of my past. And just, you know, watching you walk through this and not use that victim card where you easily could have, I think. I just watched you, you know, take care of yourself and the courage to walk through all the shit that you've been doing and the role model that you're giving your kids. You know, I know you still got a tough road with them, but what you're doing is just, it will come back tenfold. I know it will. And you're just a beautiful heart. And boy, I really do hope, you know, you continue to teach. Everything Karen said is just, tenfold. And I encourage you, because I know you can really help a lot of other people. Thank you, honey.
And Lisa, I think you've had a profound effect on this group here. That's my opinion on it. You went deep into the shit. I mean, you went deep into the shit. And I always, when I think of you, I think of you in two different ways. The pre-announcement Lisa and the post-announcement Lisa, right? That was where you were, you know, you would unmute, speak three words and then kind of go, and you were reserved. And then there was this, you made an announcement where you were somehow not going to be part of it. And I was just like, well, that sucks, but you stuck with it. And then there was, well, then you were sharing and I was just like, my God, this woman has been through hell and back, and she's sharing this shit with us, and it's very impactful. And I was trying to get this analogy. It's like, I don't know how many of you guys watch sports, but the Bulls had this guy named Dennis Rodman way back who used to do all the dirty work. And the reason why they won so many championships, in my opinion, has been because of this guy doing all this dirty work. Didn't care for the accolades, just wanted to do the dirty work. And that's what I was like, you do all the dirty work for us. We're over here and you're like, like, oh shit, she went there. And then you bring this back up. And I don't think you understand how powerful that is for us to kind of go there. So I really appreciated having you in the class and really enjoyed your company. So thank you for showing up every week like you did.
I wanted to piggyback on that a little bit and echo your perspective. You always brought a different perspective, and I gained a lot from just thinking differently because of your sharing. And I also really love your sense of humor. So you have a more dry sense of humor, and I think I just love it. So.
Lisa, oh, sorry, Agnieszka. Lisa, you bring so much wisdom to this group, and I know to everyone you interact with in your life. For me, you just embody bravery and courage to show up, even when everything about your experience is telling you to run away. Like, it's amazing to watch you and be with you here. And I find myself so grateful that you're already out there teaching people. I learned so much from you personally here, professionally as well. I'm like, wow, you bring so much. And not just those pieces, but your wisdom. Like, there's so many moments I could go through my notes where you just like, you pop in and you have this, like, from the gods, just like pure life wisdom. And I'm so glad I've gotten to know you. And I also love your sense of humor and your nerdiness that you bring in. I'm like, yes, I'm there too. So thank you for being all of you.
Lisa, I don't know that I feel like I know you that well, but I can definitely say that the last couple of months, as Ramon mentioned, there's a shift that happened. And I don't know if I can put my finger on, I don't remember the announcement, so to speak, but there's been a shift of feeling like you're more open with us, and that's really appreciated. So thank you for being here.
Lisa, to me, you're like a warrior. That is not afraid to do what needs to be done. And I don't know the whole story, but from what I've heard, I thought, oh my God, the fact that you can even sit there and be there, I really bow to it and respect it. Because the little pain I experienced, I mean, and you know, we're not supposed to compare pain, but I always thought, wow, if she can get through whatever I've heard, I'm okay. And you've been a great inspiration to me, and that, you know, embracing the darkness, I thank you, because it seems like you got this and you're not afraid. And I see, and I could see what power it gave you and your ability to, you know, like, I hope not so much anymore, but I had a tendency to hide behind, you know, light, and, you know, this is how it should be. And you never did. And I always admired that, or even not necessarily questioning the teacher, but I would never ever do that. And you showed me it can be done, and it's okay. And you have oh my God, you're so courageous. You're so courageous. And then when I heard you talk about teaching a class, your yoga class, your meditation class, the light, the power, the strength coming from probably touching or having the experiences that you have gave a meaning and sense to my pain, that it can be done, the transformation can be done, that it has actually a meaning. So thank you for that.
And I will piggyback on to what everyone else said as I was kind of reviewing notes and finishing and revising, you know, meditation class. I had lots of notes where I refer to things that you shared and the way you would approach it or the way you would teach it that I was like, I didn't even think about that. I want to consider that. And you had a phrasing where you said this, we would call this warm up. And I had written in there, I really like warm up. That's a great way to think about that. And what you were able to show up for is tremendous. And I just want to say thank you. Thank you for showing up and being here and helping all of us learn.
So with that, should we om our destroyer of myth and creator of love? All right. Lisa, was that just a, oh wait, do I have to live up to that? That was so, the way you just brushed your hair. It's like, okay.
I'm just feeling a little disassociated right now.
Okay. And fine. There's a recording. So here we go. So do your best to just receive, just receive. All right, everybody. Here we go. And inhale. Oh. Namaste, beautiful one. Namaste. Right. So, two more. Ramon, you're next. So, Ramon. For whatever it is from when we first met at the temple, right? It's mm-hmm. just, there's been something. And I'm going to actually just start by telling you, this is the name I'm giving you. Translator. The translator of truth and wisdom to others who might not hear it. Because you are so, this is, how do I say this? It's like, this is just a natural place for you. This wanting to swim in these waters, right? This is not, this is something that's just coming from deep inside you that wants to swim here. And even when I first met you, right? That was, you were swimming. We were, and what I feel like is watching you soften up over the course of this training, right? Because there is a persona that you have cultivated to exist as a Pisces. Guys, tender, sweet little Pisces hearts, right? And so there is almost always a persona a Pisces has to put on themselves to be able to function within family life, within the world, within work world. And as I watched you carry this into the family, into work, into yourself, into the stories, into the past, right? I'm watching you soften. I feel like I'm watching you I'm watching you. What is the word I'm looking for? It's like you're settling into who you are. You're finding who you are and you're allowing yourself to fall into this place that you always knew was there. But this was, it needed to be there. Let's be really clear. Pisces need this. And those of you who have Pisces children, they need this. Pisces partners. So I have taken enormous delight in your questions, in watching you find something that you always knew is there and feel more comfortable being there. And now yours, and you are the one out of all of us, you are the one that's going to figure out how to translate this into the world in a way the rest of us don't have to. You live in a world that is much more difficult to translate. Am I making sense?
Yeah.
And so I want you to know that I can't help but feel that's your mission. That's your purpose, is to be a translator, right? And the work you're doing now that you've been drawn to, that allows you to settle and trust what you know. Trust what you know is what's going to allow you. And we're all going to be here to support you as you go out here and translate. And we're all going to be sitting there going, what'd you learn? How'd you do that? Right. And the last thing I just have to mention, I will never forget the retreat, because your question opened up a place in my heart that I would never, ever have revealed if it wasn't for you and how much I love you. And thank you. Because I would, my little fearsome little cancer would never have gone public with that. So thank you for being my teacher too. Okay. All right. And with that,
I just want to say something, Karen, just to,
Oh, I forgot to read your thing. Fuck. Okay. I had to talk to you first. It was just so much in my heart. Okay. Go ahead. Say something.
I guess what I was going to say was that when I started this thing, it was more like, I think I was in meditation before this and I asked for a teacher. And I remember just sitting there like, just send me a teacher. I was bored. I was kind of stuck in my practice and I was like, I need to move on from this. Send me a teacher. And thankfully, and as a few sessions went in, and I thank God that I got you to guide us through this stuff. And I was just like, I finally found a teacher. But as the class evolved, I started to realize that I had, I don't know how many of us are in here, 10 other teachers that were teaching me. So I was I was blessed tenfold. So I'm really grateful for that piece of it. So I don't know what I put as what I wanted, but that's what I got.
Let me see. What did I put? What did you put as what you wanted? You wanted, should I read it?
Yeah.
What do you hope to gain from participating in this course? I hope to gain a deeper understanding of how meditation actually works and to deepen my practice. I know that when I meditate, things happen, but I really don't know why. Also, I feel a little stuck in my practice now and need a bit of a breakthrough. So I guess the question is, did you get a breakthrough?
Yeah, I think the important thing is that it's subtle. You know, as a Catholic, you think this Jesus will appear and things, there we go, right? And it's different. It's just subtle. You look at yourself where you were 8 months ago and you look at yourself now and you're like, oh shit, I'm totally different than what I was before. So things just seep in and things just kind of, you know, happen at another level. I definitely see that there was definitely breakthroughs. I wouldn't call it a breakthrough. There were breakthroughs. I now have, you know, tools and practices that I can follow and things that help me through this journey. So, I think it was I didn't come into the course with a lot of expectations. Like, stop doing that, because it's just, you know, I just stopped doing that. And when I took stock of, I haven't taken full stock of everything, but just to rip a class. And when I take full stock of everything that's happened, or as stock as much as I've done so far, I can tell you that it's been profound. It's been really, really impactful. And I think we can all attest to that. I think we can all see that we've kind of, we're totally different people than the people who started this program. But there's no, you know, there's, again, it wasn't a big bang, but it was many little bangs that turned into a big bang, if that makes any sense. So thank you, and thanks to everyone else.
Thank you, Ramon. And thank you for acknowledging that we are all each other's teachers. That was beautiful, and I'm so glad you said it, because we are. Yeah. So now, let's open it up to the rest of you.
Ramon, it's been awesome to have you in class. And basically, the token male, Steve, hasn't been here lately. So, but I just, right when we were first introducing, and there was just this something about you, and then when I realized you were also a Pisces and I'm married to a Pisces, that was it. But that same gentleness, but just all your genuine experience and your, the way you would pose different questions too. I don't know how to describe what I'm thinking. Just always gave me new perspective, and your willingness again, just to open up and share with a bunch of women that, you know, is rare. And that's a gift. And, you know, taking it onto your employees, I can only imagine what kind of boss you are. So if you're taking all these tools into that, I wish I would have had a boss that took this kind of time, right? Back in the day. So anyway, thank you. It's been great.
Thank you, Kathleen.
I want to jump in here. Ramon, you know, I love you so much. I feel like I've always had a really special connection with you. And that was just like really cemented when we got to spend some time together in person. My dad is a Pisces, and I get that energy from you, father, friend. So grateful for you at every step of this journey. And I'm just like, oh, I hope I just keep seeing you for the rest of my life, because you mean so much to me. And I'm so inspired by the way you move through the world on this journey. I'm so thankful for you.
Thank you, Kelsey.
Ramon, I just want to say that I have loved listening to the kind of questions that you bring up in class. I always learn something new on a deeper level. Like, you will ask a question that I didn't even know I had until you say it. I'm like, yeah, that, I want to know that. So you have brought just this deeper a level of wisdom in how your brain approaches this path that I have appreciated so much. And you have a gentleness and a warmth and a kindness that that exudes from you. And then getting to meet you in person, of course, was like, oh yep, it translates to to how you are around people. And it's, I mean, you're going to be an amazing teacher. Just that kind of wisdom and curiosity that you bring to you, and it's so gentle, and it's not top down, and I really, really appreciate that. So thank you for bringing that to all of us.
Thank you, April.
Thank you, Ramon, for being part of our group. And I feel that whatever you do or you talk about, like you embody it, it's not just into like, and I'm being Gemini, I really appreciate it because there's a lot of talk, ideas, but I felt from you that whatever you talk about, it's real, you embodied it, and it has a very, and if there's power to it, it's, and your wisdom, the way you talk about your family, your coworkers, I don't know, there's just so much caring in it, and you want to offer other people what you found, and you found it. It's not ideas that you want to share, and it's just so inspiring for me to go deeper again, rather than, you know, staying on the surface. And also, well, I'm just gonna say it. You're a man, and you're a professional person. Things that I'm scared to death of. Getting to know you as such a sweet and gentle and loving being is, I hope it will change that myth for me. So thank you for that as well.
Thank you.
Ramon, I have, oh, who's there?
Go ahead, Lisa.
Okay, sorry. Ramon, I don't know you very well. I didn't go on the retreat, but for me, you've represented like this rock and this steady place in this sea that's turbulent. And you always had this steadiness, this gentle, like a big steamship in an ocean, just a calming presence in this group. And I'm just so thankful that you are out in the world and wanting so, not just to learn this, but you're internalizing this, like Karen said, to spread it to other people. And that is just beautiful. And yeah, I'd love to have an employer like you for sure. Thank you for being a sound of reason and steadiness. Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa.
I was going to say that I feel like we're like the 9 other women in your life. Like, you know, we're the other women. So thank your wife and your daughter. Well, all of us have people that we sacrifice time with, but being the only male, right? and yeah, I mean, what other people have said, just, you are just a constant and your voice. I love your voice. I love when you speak. And when you did your meditation, I was like, I don't think I've ever really listened to that many male meditation folks before. So, and yeah, just appreciate all the, you know, the support that you give to everyone else, and that hopefully you are learning to turn that back around for your own self.
Thank you, Brenda.
I can go next. I really love how genuine you are. You take time, you take effort to get to know everyone. Like you relate to everyone. I feel like you try to put your feet in their shoes, and I think that's really valuable. It makes me feel like I've been seen, I've been heard. That you would take time. And to see you take time and make effort with everyone, just it's really sweet. It's so heartwarming.
Thank you, Laura.
Okay. And Terry, I just want to thank you for being part of this. You have been such a strong and steady presence with us, and it's given me a ton of hope. It's inspired me. The questions you've had, the way you think about your family, and it's just, I feel like I don't have the right words, of how much it's meant to be able to have you be in this group and how much I've learned and grown just by being around you. And I was just so lovely to be in person and get to hang and before I blubber anymore from the depths of my heart. Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you, everybody. That's beautiful. So let's do our little om for our translator of truth and wisdom, who's going to carry it out to realms that none of us will ever touch. So here we go. Here we go. Inhale. Oh. Namaste, Ramon. Namaste. All right. So, you know what is really ironic is the whole reason I did this system was so Kelsey wouldn't have to be last.
Meant to be.
And she's last. I'm waiting for her name to... So Kelsey, let's read what you wrote. What do you hope to gain from participating in this course? Personally, I hope to gain a deeper level of acceptance, compassion, love, and patience for myself and others. Spiritually, I hope to gain a greater sense of surrender and serenity and of knowing that everything, including me, is exactly as it should be in every moment. Professionally, I hope to develop my ability to provide a safe and grounding, heart-driven space for others to exist authentically and the ability to confidently share this life-changing knowledge with others. And then she says, basically, I want to learn to heal, love, and understand myself deeply so that I may help others to do the same. That's beautiful. So beautiful. Did we get close? Did we get anywhere?
Yeah. Like so many have said, I'm definitely on the journey. But I think about where I was when we started this time together and where I am now and how much I really needed a family and a community, and this has been that and so much more. I just can't tell you all, like, whoo, how many times I've been like, I'm in this amazing meditation group and I'm so thankful for all the people that I get to share this wisdom with, like, every week. And I think that's what's helped me the most on my own journey, is knowing that this space and this community exists. And when I feel like I'm failing out in the world, I can come back here and be held and not judged. And it helps me do that for myself. And so I think I've soaked up those lessons just by being a part of this group. And I think I'm a lot further than I was back in February. So on the journey, but yeah.
Well, Kelsey, I'm going to say, you know, the first time I met you was Andrea invited you to that first class a summer ago, right? When you first got here. And I, you know, there are people you recognize. You just see them and you recognize them. And you were someone I recognized. And just all of you gonna be sitting there going, oh my God, did she recognize me? And it's like, some of you I did. Yes, yes. But then what was so cool was as you, what is the word I'm looking for? Made a conscious choice to dive in, which you did. You just kind of dove in, right? And when you dove in, it's like you said, I'm going to do this and I'm going to show up as authentically as I can. And you showed up open-hearted, willing, tender, vulnerable, putting it all out there. And as I watched you be so willing to be so honest about each step, what you were experiencing, I can't tell you how much my heart just exploded with hope for the future. It's like watching you. It's like you really, to me, are the hope for the future. Because if you can be this authentic, this deep, this full of a desire to love, a true, sincere desire to want to love and have compassion and care. And it's not always easy. Let's be clear, right? But that desire is there. And your gentleness, your kindness. All I can do is I can go, oh my God, could you be my counselor? I mean, there is just something so accepting and safe in your energy, right? And I truly feel honored and blessed to have had you as part of our training, to be part of our Sangha on Tuesday nights and here. And you are a symbol of my hope for the future. More than my own kids. Let me be clear. Okay. Cause just like you, my kids aren't into this shit. Natalie's starting, right? But you know, eh. So here's my name for you, sweetheart. You are a beacon of open-hearted grace. You are a beacon of open-hearted grace. And I just adore you. I just adore you. And so would anybody else like to share their experiences of our beacon of open-hearted grace?
I just want to second that. Kelsey, it was just been such an honor to have you in this class. I mean, you're closer to my daughter's age. And it gives me hope, right? My daughter's nowhere. Karen's daughter's closer than mine. So, but it gives me hope. And what a gift you're going to be to all of your clients. I hate to do those should've, would've, but if I would have had somebody like you back in the day, you know, it's going to change paths. It's going to change a lot of people's courses. I know that. And you're just a blessing, sweetheart. Mm-hmm. You're going to do great stuff. So thank you. Thank you for showing up so authentically at this age too. And, you know, it didn't seem like it intimidated you. So I... Anyway, love you, sweetie.
Yeah, I guess I'll go next. I guess for me, it was truly awesome to have like my little sister, who I felt was my little sister, in the class with me the whole time. We got grouped together a lot in the very beginning, and I thoroughly enjoyed that. And then Karen separated us, which I'll get back for that at some point, but this is not the time for that. But I don't. It takes a long time to get to where you're at. And I hope you recognize that. It's not, it takes a lot of life experience for most people to figure out what you've already figured out. So I want you to recognize that in yourself, that you've done a lot of work, and you continue, and you're going to continue doing the work, and you're way ahead of, I don't want to say way ahead, but you're where you need to be. You're exactly where you should be. I got to tell you, it broke my heart sometimes when you said things like that, you know, you felt like you weren't listened to. And I'm like, this beautiful soul, how could someone not listen to what she has to say? I mean, she's so incredible. And I wish you could see it through my eyes, how incredible you are. And now that you're out in the world and you're sharing your gifts with other folks, I just, to Karen's point, I mean, I think that that is a gift that you're going to get. I think folks will meet you and folks will never forget you. And I think that is a great gift. So, like I said, I hope we continue being close and talking and stuff. So, but I really appreciated having that my sister next to me during this journey. So thank you for that.
Elsie, I'm going to go next. For me, when you showed up, I instantly felt like I recognized you too. It was a weird feeling. Maybe I've been in counseling before. I don't know. But I didn't know you were a counselor. I don't know that I knew that. Maybe I did, but for me, you showed up like golden, warm honey just poured over the group, and it just, you held space for everyone. You sat with everyone. You felt their feelings, which is so validating. Over different times in my life, I've had, I can name maybe two beacons that are similar to you, and they were the ones that I could hold on to when everyone else doubted me, or I'm just like, someone has faith in me. Someone validated my experience. You are going to be amazing, absolutely amazing, and you're going to touch lives, and you're going to change people, and you're going to send them on the trajectory of healing. And even though you may not have the client all the way through, you are planting seeds, and you're going to be amazing. It has touched me so much that you've been here. And I mean, just like warm honey, just like warm honey.
It is such a good descriptor, Lisa, because that's exactly how I think of Kelsey. That's how I think of you. Like, your warmth, and it's funny that the words that you had written down in what you wanted to get out of this class, the first few words were exactly what you are. It was like compassion and warmth and loving. And that is just how you show up. And when I think of you, I think of somebody who has, who you are just soft, like the edges of you are so soft and gentle. And so that makes you so approachable. And then meeting you at the retreat, it was like, yes, I see you. This is who you are. You are a really magical being. And so I've wanted to say that for a long time. Like, how do I get that across to you? Like, you are magical, and that shows up ahead of you. And I don't know how you do it, but you do. It just, you came with that gift, and that's going to carry you through. I mean, the people that will be honored to know you are going to sense that too. So thank you for being that.
So now I have to know how old you actually are.
I'm 29.
Okay, so she's our baby. And ironically, I spent yesterday, I didn't mean to, but I stumbled across a box of memorabilia, more, you know, going down. And I have buried at the bottom of this box, like, some journals, all from my 20s, which were a pretty messed up set of years as I was reading through this. And so what Ramon was saying about you being further along than many people at that age, 100% agree. But I also think you know, you're not done. And so all these things that you've been doing with our group and all these things you're learning for yourself, will just be there, to get you through what's coming next, you know, to get you through all those life experiences that sometimes us older folks have to have and then decide we want to make changes, you know, and you get to have that gift as you go through. I almost did one without crying. anyway, so thank you for being here.
I too am just in awe of you. It's just amazing to watch you, well, you share your observations, you share your feelings, you share where those feelings are, and I'm like, man, how did she do that so easily? I truly am just in awe of you. I want to stay in touch with you forever because I so want to see, what's next. So.
My dear Kelsey, I feel like I too recognize you. I don't know. You're this angelic being that, and I remember what the words that come to mind when I think of you, I think it's David's words. He used to say, bless the world with your presence and make it a happier place to dwell. And that's what you do. Just by being. So thank you for that. Thank you for your compassion, your warmth, your empathy. Is this it? I mean, yeah, compassion, I guess it's a better word, but you make us feel heard. And like someone else said, validated. And thank you. You're such a blessing. Thank you, Kelsey.
Okay, I shouldn't have gone so late in this one because everybody has said, you are such a gift, Kelsey. And I... participating in the meditation that you led, I did it on rewind, but I was just blown away. And I'm like, look at this girl go. I mean, just, you know, just launch so much to offer, so much to offer in a world that needs it so much. And I thank you. And I'm so grateful. And like Karen said, the hope that you can bring to the people that you touch and even ones that aren't immediately in your vicinity. It's been a joy. So thank you.
Well, Karen, you're muted.
So I officially changed your name.
Okay.
To Warm Honey Beacon of Open-Hearted Grace. Okay. You're a warm honey beacon. Yeah. Of open-hearted grace. Yeah.
So good.
And so just so we all know, Kelsey's going into her first Saturn return next spring, right? Uh-huh. And so what a beautiful foundation to have as you head into that, because that first Saturn return really asks the questions, what do you value? What do you value, right? What's important to you? How are we going to go forward with what matters? And so, yeah. So should we om our warm honey, open-hearted beacon of grace?
Yes.
All right, here we go. April, unmute. There we go. All right. Oh. Namaste, beautiful. Namaste. So with that, beautiful ones. Now, you know, this give, yes, Lisa. Yeah.
Well, I'm already unmuted. I would like to say, Karen, you have been instrumental in my journey also. And without you, this class wouldn't have happened, obviously, but I have never had a teacher like you. I've never had someone so invested in just trying to relieve the suffering that everyone experiences, even to tell me hard things, things that made me want to quit, you know, like I chose this shit. I'm like, yeah, I'm out of here. But you have been amazing. And I'm so thankful that you're out there. I'm trying to get my daughter to sign up. Thank you. Thank you for being the teacher that I've needed.
Thank you, Lisa. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, all of you. Yes.
I think we could all echo that.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, I'm honored. And I have to say,
Karen, what? Can we send alms to you?
Oh, please. Yes. I'll make it. Yes. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So obviously I am sending the thanks upwards, right? Because without my teachers, right? None of us would be here. But I do want to tell you that, you know, I recognized each one of you when you came in. I saw something I recognized. And when you signed up, each one of you signed up for this program, I was like, wow, yes, yes, yes. And I cannot, there's no way to communicate to you how special this group is. Every single one of you. And I say this literally, will be a good teacher. In a class, in a group. But most importantly, it's what you bring to every day of your life. It's the way you interact with other people, the way you are with your family, with your friends, with your coworkers, with even the people on the phone with Comcast, right? It's like, or whoever you're, it does, that's a symbol, right? I'm not plugging Comcast. It's a symbol. But so here's what I want to just remind you that I believe in you. I truly, truly, deeply believe in each one of you, and I am in awe of the work you're doing. And my hope is that you believe in you too, and that you keep going. It's hard, but we can do this. We can do hard. You have the tools to do hard. You know when that tidal wave comes and you literally lose your ground and you're just spinning, you know to not resist and know that it's not going to last. And wherever it lands you is part of your trajectory. It's part of your karma. It's part of what you're here for. And we learn to trust this. And I'm going to ask you to move forward with humility. I think humility, a friend of mine just recently told us, you know, decades ago when her teacher was dying, as a Tibetan Buddhist teacher. And she said to him, what do I look for in a new teacher to replace you? And he said, humility. humility. Now, humility does not run in the Stasek DNA, which is, that's my maiden name. My family, it's pure arrogance that comes from inferiority and all of that good stuff, right? So any humility I have, I am working towards. So don't look to me for humility. Find your own path to humility. But it's essential. And it's something I work towards. Kriyananda was my model. Kriyananda was my model. And I'm warning you, don't look to me for humility, but find it. Find it somewhere. And I'm going to ask you my last request of you. And my hope is that you started on this journey, is to please, please, please be you. Be unapologetically, authentically you. Hopefully you've learned how to own your experience and not doubt it and not question it and not compare it. And when the doubt and the questions and the comparing come up, which is normal, you know to go, wait, no, this is my authentic experience. And my job is to own it and to acknowledge it and to name it. And that's your freedom. That's your wisdom. That's your path. Okay. So that's what I want to leave you with. It's where we started. That's what this whole level one is about, is can you become authentically you? Because in that, just teach what you know. Don't pretend you know what you don't know. Be what you know as you move through your days. And if you can do this, if you can do this, that is the foundation of a phenomenal meditation teacher. Be you. Okay. And with that, I do want to say that I believe that you are now all officially graduates of this program. And as such, this is now, you are just ready to begin. You've become authentic and now you're ready to step forward on the journey. Because if you can't do the journey authentically, it doesn't matter what happens on the journey. It's if you can show up authentically for it, right? So with that, know that this Sangha is intact. This is a real Sangha. This is you. And we will continue to move forward one way or another. Some of you I know will take part two. Some of you it's not going to work for you. But it doesn't matter. You are here. You are a Sangha. We have made a connection together. And selfishly, I look forward to you coming on board as teachers at Hamsa Meditation Center. And that's purely selfish. So with that, what do you say? Let me see. Was there anything else I wanted to tell you? Just believe in yourself. Did I say that already? Believe in yourselves? I said that? Okay. Then what if we close by ringing our bells? Because much as I want to take you back to the mountaintop at Mountain Meadow Waterfall, it's time to leave. It's time to end. We've had a long day. And I thank you for all being here. But let's ring our bells together and do one final Om Shanti. How's that sound? All right. So unmute. I want to hear your bells.
So I have a cat sleeping on my lap. I'm really hoping I have thighs left by the time I'm done ringing the bell.
So do we. All right.
With these big wide eyes. Like.
All right, everybody. Get your mallets ready. And let's ring. Go for it. And again. And we do it in threes, right? Physical, astral, causal. One more. And I bless you. Bless you, bless you. You are officially graduated with your own bell. All right. Let's do our Om Shanti. Find your seats. And if you can stay unmuted, then, you know, it'll be wonky, but it'll be good. Find your seat. And sit here as an equal. All of us are equals right now. all of us are equals. All of us are equals on the path together. And inhale.
Shanti.
Bend it to each other.
Shanti.
And feel it coming back to you.
Shanti.
May you be blessed, beautiful ones. May you be blessed. And may you be truly blessed. And I send you this blessing from the lineage, the Kriya Yoga lineage, the Tibetan Buddhist lineage, and the Kashmir Shaivism lineages, all of them blessing you to be there and support you so that you will be, so that you may be an even greater blessing to others. Namaste, my loves.
Namaste.
I'm just in love with you. It's like the coolest feeling in the world. Oh. All right. Well, it's hard to say goodbye, isn't it? Except that you're tired of sitting. So let's go ahead and sign off. I know that we'll see each other hopefully in group meditations or somewhere else. April?
Just a quick question is, what do we need to turn into you?
Whatever you owe me.
We don't know what that is.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
If you miss any classes, I need your notes. Most of you have been really good about sending me the notes as you did it. Mm-hmm. You were supposed to give me your beginning meditation class, right? Which most of you have done. And, otherwise.
Those two things?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure if there was something else that you needed.
Nope.
From us. Okay.
Nope. But I will give me a little time. I'm really a little overwhelmed right now to make sure there are a few of you who are missing a few things here and there. And just let me go in and make sure total up the hours because I want to make sure we have your 200 hours. Right. And so the group meditations were a key part of the curriculum. And I just want to make sure that those of you who I have maybe is missing group meditation, maybe weren't at a different one that week, or you sent me notes or something like that so that we make sure, but I'm not that worried about it. I was explaining to Lisa, you know, especially if you've signed up for the rest of the, this group, this series, what I'm interested in is that in the hours. And so if you've missed, you know, two or three group meditations that I don't have notes for, or even four or five, you'll make them up and we will credit them back to your hours. I just won't send you the certificate till your hours are complete. But I think most of you are almost there. Okay.
When you say notes for group meditations, do you mean, this class meditation, this group, the classes, like if we miss a class, is that the notes
If you missed a group meditation, you were supposed to send me notes if you could watch the recording, but we couldn't record all of them. So some of you did that. Some of you would go to a group and you would send me a few notes, when you watched the recording, but we just didn't have the space left in Zoom to continue doing those recordings. So at some point that kind of fell off, but as long as you make up those group meditations, it's just an hours thing. I want you to be truly able to say, I did a 200 hour meditation training. Because that's an intensive process and you guys have done it. And so does that answer?
Yeah, I think for the group meditations, I would listen to them, driving or, you know, like when we did the Tuesday ones, the ones that we could hear, I actually, you know, I went through. So I'll see.
You're good. I will let you know. Okay. But give me a week or two. Give me a week. Because next week I'll be in North Carolina and I'll be able to, I won't be with all of this stuff here and I'll be able to focus on it. So I'll total it up next week. So, all right. Don't worry about the details. Chill, you Virgo types. Okay. All right. All right. It's been a joy. It's been a blessing. Thank you, everybody, from the bottom of my heart. Okay. Bye, everyone.
Bye, guys.
Bye, everyone. Have a great holiday.
Me too.